Good afternoon, brethren. It is finally fall weather, I hope. It's been a lovely week. Still got feast fever, you know, just trying to get over it. Anyway, it's something we can look forward for the next year. Thanksgiving Day is an important public holiday. In the United States, it was celebrated, or is celebrated, on the fourth Thursday of November. It originated as a harvest festival. After a proclamation by George Washington, Thanksgiving has been celebrated nationally on and off since 1789. It has been celebrated as a federal holiday every year since 1863, when President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of thanksgiving and praise to God our Father. The event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving Day was celebrated by pilgrims after their first harvest in the New World in 1621. In an account by one of the attendees, Edward Winslow, the feast lasted 3 days and was attended by 90 Native Americans and 53 pilgrims, which is about half of the original voyagers to America. Both the setting aside time to give thanks for one's blessings and holding feast to celebrate a harvest are practices that long predated the European settlement of North America. The title of my sermonette today is Giving Thanks and the Feast. From an article written by Mariel Segale, appearing in the November 2010 Good News magazine, we read the following excerpts. Historians and Jewish sources point out that American Thanksgiving holiday may not have been a totally new celebration, but that the roots may go back thousands of years to the biblical Feast of Tabernacles. Did you know that the first Thanksgiving in the United States has some strong similarities to the biblical Feast of Tabernacles? Although the pilgrims did not consciously observe the biblical feast, it is interesting to study the parallels between these two celebrations that share the common spirit of giving thanks to God. In the Northern Hemisphere, both Thanksgiving and the Feast of Tabernacles were celebrated in the autumn. Both were a time for giving thanks to God for the blessings of the harvest season. Although forgotten by many, the American pilgrims were a deeply religious people whose heritage was strictly found on the Bible, both Old and New Testament. Why did the pilgrims have a strong attraction to the Hebrew Scriptures? Why were they able to stamp their ways on American culture and religion? Let's explore these questions and see what history reveals. Although recognizing there is not a direct link between the pilgrims and the Bible, few realize how virtually the two were connected. Jewish sources note the striking resemblance of the Thanksgiving celebration to the Feast of Tabernacles. Here's one opinion. Sukkot, the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, celebrates the autumn harvest. The similarities to the Thanksgiving holiday observed in the United States may not just be coincidental. Prior to making their way to the New World, the pilgrims themselves, the victims of religious persecution, spent several years among Western European Jews in Holland. When they later celebrated the legendary first Thanksgiving, their conscious frame of reference probably was Sukkot. The Feast of Tabernacles celebrates the harvest coming as it does in summer's end. It's a time of thanksgiving. The Puritans, who took the Old Testament more seriously than most Christians, may have modeled the American holiday of Thanksgiving after Sukkot. Sukkot literally is translated in Hebrew as the Feast of Booths. This is the end of the quotations from November 2010 Good News Magazine. As Leviticus 23 teaches, explains Barney Kasten, Sukkot was to be a time of bringing in the later harvest. It is, in other words, the Jewish Thanksgiving. In fact, it is widely believed that the Puritan settlers, who were great students of the Hebrew scriptures, based the first American Thanksgiving on Sukkot. This is from God's Appointed Times, page 92. Though it's a uniquely American tradition at the Jewish website, the roots of Thanksgiving go back to ancient Israel. In a real sense, the Jews invented Thanksgiving. For the ancient children of Israel, Thanksgiving was a time of feasting and fasting, of praising God and of singing songs. It was a rich celebration and still is for observant Jews today. William Bradford himself, a member of the original pilgrims, studied the Hebrew scriptures. The pilgrims took them very seriously. The idea of giving thanks to God with a feast was inspired by that knowledge of the Bible. In a very real way, the pilgrims saw themselves also as chosen people of God being led to a promised land. The Puritans in England, writes Jewish historian Max Diamond, regarded themselves as Hebraists. They took the Old Testament as their model of government and tried to reshape the Magna Carta. When the pilgrims departed for the colonies, the British ruling class wrote them off as good riddance. In America, the Puritans modeled their new homeland upon Old Testament principles. When Harvard University was founded in 1636, Hebrew along with Latin was taught as one of the two main languages. Governor John Cotton wanted to make the Mosaic Code the law of Massachusetts. This is from the Indestructible Jews, page 346. We have much to be thankful for. Therefore, we should not forget that Thanksgiving is a feast of giving thanks, not only for receiving God's blessings today, but also for how America was founded, mostly on His biblical laws. He also poured Abraham's blessings on America, intervening time and time again from its very beginning to turn it into a rich and powerful nation, to help lift up the rest of mankind. King David of Israel was considered a man after God's own heart. Consider his warning in Psalms. Let's turn to Psalms 107, verses 21 and 22. Oh, that men should give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. The Bible encourages giving thanks. When it comes to the need to be thankful, the Bible emphasizes action, not passiveness. The phrase thanksgiving occurs 31 times in the Bible. In the Merriam-Webster dictionary, the word thanksgiving defines as follows. And let's notice that the action in each definition. Definition number one, an act of giving thanks. Number two, a prayer expressing gratitude. Number three, a public acknowledgement or celebration of divine goodness. The phrases give thanks and give you thanks, and you is with a capital Y meaning God, occurs 43 times. The words thank and God occur in the same verses 15 different times. Thanks and God are used together 23 times. Thank or thanks and the Lord appear together 43 times. The word praise implies a big thank you. The world would be a better place with more praise and less criticism. We humans succeed better under the influence of praise. The Bible stresses that our greatest praise should go to God. Are you thankful for a beautiful day, a gorgeous rainbow, a spectacular sunset? Thank God, the one who created it all. Examples of praise or giving thanks can be found in the following verses of the Bible. You don't need to turn to these, I'll just read them. Psalms 18:3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. 2 Chronicles 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Psalms 9, verse 1, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Colossians 3, verses 16 through 17. Let the work of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and astonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Verse 17. And whatever you do in work of deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Psalms 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I praise him. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. Now let's turn and read Deuteronomy 8, verses 11 through 18. Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 18. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fierce serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water to you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this world. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, and it is this day. God still watches over America. We need to be thankful to God, always remembering our pilgrim roots. He protects us today from the storms that continually threaten to crash over our shores. God help us when he finally removes our protection